Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WEEI Roundtable. They don't need me, and they certainly don't need Keith. So stupid. We have our own shows. So dumb. Featuring Glenn Ordway, Jerry Callahan, Lou Merlone, and Rich Keith.
It's gone! A grand slam!
The WEEI Roundtable is brought to you by Northeastern University DeMoor McKim School of Business. Now broadcasting from Jake and Joe's in Waltham. The Roundtable on WEEI.
All right, this is working out great. You see Dale Leaf? Boy, he can't get out of here fast enough, could he?
It's opening night. What do you want him to do? He's hanging out there.
That's right. I forgot about that. We had Keefe. We had Callahan. Mutt's at the bar. Well, we'll check in with him in about
still
a couple
here.
Of hours.
And I'm Lou. On Lou.
Lou is nonstop. Poor Lou. Right. Poor Lou. That's
not the Iron Man.
Baseball guy. It's all about baseball. I got to have Lou baseball.
It's a normal shift. How do I care?
Yeah, they brought us in so we could teach you a little something about baseball, Lou.
I've been listening to it, yeah.
What are the odds here?
Was that last hour boring enough? Did we get the thumbs up from the boss? Was that boring enough?
I'd be boring. I thought it was good stuff. Hard-hitting stuff.
It was awful. It was like a pause in the middle of it. And he goes, Christian, are you awake? Like, I'm watching music videos. Did you hear it?
That was a tough exchange.
Welcome to Lou and my world.
He's watching Beyonce.
And then he says
too much in here for him.
Something that I said this morning. He goes, I heard Jerry say something this morning about Verducci. I love this. When Mutt says, that's Jerry. He likes Verducci. Me, I don't like that sporty, boring baseball talk.
Oh, yeah?
Love when Mutt and Ken.
What about at 6 o'clock at night?
Right. I know. It's the most boring, sporty baseball show of all. Mutt. 15-minute pregame show.
So what are the chances that Kirky will come in and just take over?
I just talked to him on the
way. Is he on his way?
Yeah, he's thinking about stopping.
He should crash.
He loves the food.
He should crash the party here.
He loves the food here. He's thinking just come, you know, for a burger.
Why wouldn't he come for a guest? Mm-hmm. You know, a couple seconds.
He might. He's unpredictable. Did you see him last night? He went out, partied with Ratfo and Tangway.
Josh Gordon?
That's pretty good.
No, they had a blast. They were eating and drinking soft drinks at that Mexican place near
by Burlington.
And having a good time and yelling out boom sauce, whatever the hell that means.
What is that boom sauce?
Bradfo's got some sort of side deal going on, I think.
Why is Bradfo
it's a workaround.
He always has side deals going.
I don't know. I guess it's his hustle.
How does he get t-shirts? You guys get nothing to promote the show.
He does more stuff. He works harder at stuff that nobody cares about than anything.
You don't like hearing about Joe Kelly's dog and how he gets along with Astro?
No, is that one?
I don't know, but that's what I feel like we get.
No, I don't. But whatever.
It's good to see you. It's good to see
I was hoping to get Keith's take on Kavanaugh. What do you think?
Go ahead,
I've been talking about it all day.
What's the latest?
You know, it's been nonstop.
Well, you were a heavy drinker in college, right?
Was?
I like
beer.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, sure.
Beer, do you like beer?
You drink enough beer, you will black out. It's a promise. I can promise you.
Yeah, but if you black out, you don't know you blacked out, so he's not lying.
Well, trust me. You find out the next day that you blacked out. Take a look at your text. Take a look at what the stories that people tell you.
Yeah, you blacked out. In the morning, we call that a mud. All right.
Okay. But there's a word for
it. I noticed that I've never seen Big O this happy, by the way, Jerry. I just want to let you know.
Yeah,
you guys are sitting next to each other. He's missed Jerry time, but old school.
Oh, the long crossover.
We're on a 10, like the 15 minutes you guys get to spend.
I'm a big fan. I listen to your show every day. I don't understand why they're ruining it for you today. It's probably, everyone would have been listening. Now they're saying,
what the hell
did they do to my OMF? It just started a friggin' month ago, and now we're like
6 weeks, and they're
sending
already
in reserves.
Already tinkering.
Sending in the cavalry. Keith and Callahan here to save you.
No. They'll bring Eddie in tomorrow. Handle
how long of a ride was it for you? Come up here this time of night.
It was great.
It's a good
until
trip.
I got about 3 miles away. It's dead stopped up there.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. It's a good trip this time of night. I would say.
Do you guys have to go home from here?
I actually got to do Burlington. I got to do the game tonight a little
that's
bit.
Good
so TV piece.
Losing demand.
Sit there and break it down.
Losing demand.
My life's over until these guys get eliminated.
Demand.
Well, according to my
now.
Friend Everett Drellick, it's going to be about 3 days from now.
Oh, Jesus, Everett
Drellick. If that happens, just think of the turmoil you're going to see in this town. First of all, with David Price, what happens to David Price if he loses on
Saturday? I'm going to give you my analysis, and then I can throw it to these pikers like Lou over here. They got to get off to a fast start.
Ooh, good. Oh, good. Right. Write that down. Yeah.
Is that a key? Is that a Callahan key?
Wait, get the keys out.
Get the keys out. That might be it.
That's
right,
a carry on base.
Callahan, got to get a fast start. Got that.
They get it because I hope they don't. To be honest with you, if they lose game one, it's going to be fascinating to watch. Look into David Price's eyes. Look into his soul when he takes the mic for game two.
I hope you guys shredded Drellick this morning. That article was borderline embarrassing for me.
Him, you know, filleting.
No,
not exactly that.
I don't know about that.
The article he wrote today, but it's not a big deal about this.
Oh, the pressure. What's the difference between the pressure in the postseason? Was he because he's mentally weak? There's big games in the regular season. It's no different.
I hate that. It was good to hear from you because I hate the people who say there's no
difference.
Oh
my God!
It's a Bill James thing, right?
It's night and day.
The one who started with that stupid thing.
There's no stat for it.
You can't quantify it. I said to Drellick, "Did you see the Ryder Cup?" And he went, "Huh? The what?"
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I said, "You can see pressure. You can
melt.
You can almost touch pressure when you watch the Ryder Cup."
Right.
Baseball's a close second in terms of sports where you can feel it. It's almost tangible. It's silly to say it's actually tangible, but don't you feel it in baseball?
There's so much, like, you know, we talk about these guys deliver the baseball in 25 seconds, 30 seconds, need a pitch clock. That would help in the postseason. Because you're out there in the field for like 30 seconds crapping yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You don't want to make the error to blow the game. Oh, you're a pitcher, 1-0, you're crapping yourself because you don't want to fall behind 2. Right. There's almost so much
time. It's
like
watching Dustin Johnson putting the Ryder Cup and go, hit the freaking ball.
Exactly. You know,
he's good on the fight at parties after, though.
Sure
how do you know who won the fight?
Say who won.
Who do you think would have?
He's denying it. He said it never happened.
Who wins that fight?
Kepka's got to, right?
No, it depends. What kind of state was Dustin Johnson?
That's a good point.
If he's out of his mind, I would take Dustin Johnson. He would feel no pain. At that point,
Kepka
was
fighting
over his wife.
Right, Paulina was involved.
That's not a shock.
No,
that's not a shock.
No. But Kepka's wife or his girlfriend's nothing to sneeze at.
Kepka looks like Mutt, only six, about ten.
He doesn't look like a golfer.
Maybe
10 inches tall.
Yeah, he looks like a golfer.
He looks like Mutt. Mutt were full grown.
Right.
Poor Mutt. It's a good question. We need to get the answer to that. Who won that fight?
I'm going with Kepka.
We'll get
there. I got you, okay.
So Sale, we don't know what we're going to get out of Sale on Friday. And let's say Sale loses the game, as you said. Boy, you wonder what David Price is.
It's
going to
be great.
Deal with
what's your over-under on innings for Sale?
5.
Oof.
You going
that's
over?
Not good.
I'll go under.
5. And I'm going to Volpe piece for a couple.
Are you going over, though?
No, I'm setting it at 5.
Are you setting
so
it
you're
five?
You're going push
then.
I'm going
5.
You're going push then?
I'm not going over. I'm trying to push.
I'm going under.
4 2/3.
Yeah,
okay, good. You're under.
That's not
where
good
are you
enough.
Going?
I'm going over.
I'm going
5.
Under.
Really?
I'm going under.
I'm doing the 4+, where you go out for the 5th, but you don't get an out in the 4+.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 4+.
Right. Yeah. He goes out for the 5th, doesn't retire a batter in the 5th.
When he walks off the mound, is the trainer with him?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
See,
How's that shoulder?
I don't think so. Because we talked to Alex this morning, and so he threw on flat ground on look at that, Mutt delivered.
Mutt, good boy.
Good
Jerry.
Boy, right?
How about that? Look at that.
Oh, my
beautiful.
God.
Beautiful. Yeah, what's that?
Plastic straw and everything. I like
what's
it.
What's that little thing
hey, was that jazz hands instead of clapping?
Yeah.
Okay. So he threw Monday on flat ground. Yesterday he threw a bullpen inside. The mound was a little
what does that mean to you?
Well, so then he's throwing another bullpen today.
It's a lot of bullpens.
He is not throwing like that 3 days in a row if it's a health issue. So, to me, that makes me feel better about the health issue.
Really?
The question is, did he find anything? We'll find out first inning Friday night.
I don't know how you throw 90 last week and then 98 on Friday.
I don't think you do. I think you throw 94, hopefully.
Yeah.
And that's good enough?
Yeah, it was good enough in April and May, but it sure as hell ain't 98.
No.
So, they lose the game Friday
imagine
night.
That, right. That Saturday game's going to be great.
Oh, boy.
And we're sitting here. We were very concerned that, and we knew it wasn't going to happen, that Price would pitch in Yankee Stadium.
No.
You can't do that. So now you're pitching him at Fenway Park. You're down 0-1 in the series. And what's the crowd going to be like if he's going to
be great.
Struggling?
It's going to be
fantastic. In the first couple innings? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, they're going to get after him. And he's got to be praying it's the A's. I heard you guys talking last hour. Who would Sale rather face? For Price, it's a no-brainer. Price pitches against the Yankees like it's a playoff game anyway. So now if you add the two together, maybe they cancel each other out. I don't know. Maybe it ends up working out for them.
I think it's obvious,
right?
Yeah, it is. It's obvious because there's too much name recognition. I think, we always talk about like presence in the batter's box. I don't care if Gary Sanchez is hitting .170. When he steps in the box, you'd be afraid he's going to get hot in your ALDS and bury you.
Right.
And a lot of those guys up and down the lineup, you have the same feeling about.
Do you think Price chokes?
I don't think it gives you a good performance. Now, when you say choked, 2 innings, 5 runs?
No, yes. I mean, well, maybe.
No, I'm saying 4 or 5 runs in about five.
I'm going to say Lou Maloney looks into his eyes and can see that he's melting. we call that a Ricky Fowler. I'm sorry, but I'm just the
You're really hung up on the Ryder Cup, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He went in the water on 3 straight holes.
Yeah.
Under great pressure. That's choking. That's defined.
Yeah, that could be this.
The thing that worries me, and he tries to play it off like, it's just one bad inning. Well, one bad inning has always buried him.
That's all it matters.
Like that Baltimore start. Right. He's great in the first. They give him 5. He gives him back 4. And it's like, you can't do that in a postseason. And if you play the Yankees, that's exactly what can happen because it's bombs away.
Right. And then don't you have to have a quick hook? Like, you can't let him get out of it. Like, if he gets up 3 in the 3rd, Cora can't be like, well, you know, hopefully he pitches out of this. Like, you got to get
somebody send him back up for the 4th, leadoff walk, here comes
right. Yeah, right.
Pitching is like that one.
He said that today.
You know, golf aside, you could see the pressure. Chilling.
Enough with the golf, my God.
Chilling, you could see that he loved it.
Yeah.
You know, he ate it up. Pedro is.
How about Lester last night?
Lester, great example. Where you could just see that they love that feeling, that heaviness. That's on with Price, it's the opposite. He sounded scared to Drellick, didn't he? Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
I said before, you know, the whole hell no, never. It sounded like it sounded to me like Manti Te'o when they asked him if he liked women.
It's like,
I like women?
You're overdoing
I hit 3 last night.
As Kirk would say, Mike Pence, whoa, we love the ladies.
Yeah, exactly.
You went a little overboard. Porcello was the same way. He was very defensive in that piece with Drellick.
Yeah. He's even worse than
you're sitting there going, yeah.
He's going, worse.
Well, he won a Cy Young and then went out there and crapped his pants.
Right. And he's awful against Oakland, right? I think he has a terrible start against Oakland. The Yankees he's actually not bad against, but I thought Eovaldi gives him a better chance than Porcello does. Porcello's been a disaster. He has some insane stat where he's appeared in 11 playoff games in his career, all losses. Every time he's pitched, as a starter or as a reliever, Detroit, Red Sox, whatever, the team has lost the game that he has been on.
They have 19 starts amongst them.
No wins.
And no wins. Right.
That's amazing.
19 starts.
Although, the stat that I stole from Verducci and Fourier.
Stole from you and Verducci.
Sort of.
It's amazing. 86 guys have started 9 postseason games. And only one is winless.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Do you think Price knows that?
Yeah, I'm sure he's well aware of it.
Yeah.
To your point about Eovaldi, like Alex said, he's available game one. And I think that's kind of the recipe, Sale for 5, Eovaldi for a couple. But if he doesn't pitch for whatever reason, I wouldn't be against throwing him game 3 in Yankee Stadium.
Yes.
1-1 type of thing rather than Porcello and go from there.
But then you'd ruin Porcello, wouldn't you? He would have no confidence.
He may already be ruined.
He's not mentally weak. You hear me? Drops his effing Evans on the effing field.
Yeah, they're really censoring him.
So everybody's saying the Yankees. Nobody is willing to throw out the Oakland A's. You laugh at the way they're throwing the rotation.
I wish they would take the game seriously.
They are taking
it's a wild card game. You go home, and they're like, hey, let's start. You ready to start?
You're an old fart. You're an old traditional baseball guy.
Give me a starter to start games. Call me crazy.
This is the only chance they have of winning.
Liam Hendricks is the only chance they have.
Yes,
Glenn, come on.
Familia will be in there in the 3rd inning. They got it all.
They might. That might be the best chance.
Do they have 9
That's
relievers that can
chance.
Use today? That's what they're going to need.
It's the lowest payroll
but
team in Major
League
Baseball.
But you're trotting them out there. So now you got Liam Hendricks, who has 24 innings pitched. He put him out there for what is it? McCutcheon, Judge, Hicks, Stanton.
Yeah.
You're going to be down 2-0.
Yeah, but you tell me.
Was that what you want to do?
But who knows? The hitters may look at it and say, totally confused. We just got a read on this pitcher, and now suddenly he's out of the game, and we got somebody
in the game. I mean, he's gone like 13 scoreless or something like that, like 13 innings. I mean, he only goes one inning whack.
His ERA is over 4 on the season.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I like Lou's analysis of the A's.
Wrong?
10 6-foot-tall white guys that all look the same.
When they played them in Boston, I was like, I looked them
difference?
Up. Most of them are 6'2", so I went to 6'2". Yeah. 6'2", white dudes.
It's that Jed Lowry type.
They've mixed in some now. They're different. They're a different team.
All 6'2" white guys making $700,000.
Yes, all of them. All of them.
$66 million payroll.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And here they have the lowest payroll in Major League Baseball.
They're a good team.
They
just don't scare you. They don't know the names. The Yankees scare the hell out of you.
But that's why they have to do what they're doing. They have to throw it out there. Who are you going to throw as the starter? Mike Fiers?
Sure.
He's not going to win against that lineup.
Hendricks? You're happy with Liam Hendricks?
for one or two innings.
If he gives you 2 innings, what if he gets hit around in the 1st inning?
I'll tell you what, I'll guarantee you this.
Okay.
This will be a longer game than last night's game. Last night's
all the like 13. Pitching
with all the pitching changes.
It's only 5.5 hours.
This
nice,
will go forever.
Nice little Tuesday night.
That's what scared me the most, that stress, watching that game last night. It was a little bit of a reminder. Like, do you have guys like that that can come in? And do that in the 7th? Do you have
guys
like that that can do that in the 8th? No, I left in the 11th, the 12th.
I stayed with it.
I missed it.
You watched till 1:38.
He did. And then he woke up and he listened to indie radio, read the Indy Star.
Absolutely. Sacramento Bee.
Sacramento Bee. I like the Detroit Free Press.
Relic said he stayed up till the end until we pressed him on. He said, well, I might have been the 11th. I might, you know, maybe the 10th.
Yeah.
No one stays up.
Sacramento Bee talking about that big matchup against Golden State this week in a preseason game. It's a big matchup.
It's a big matchup. I'm glad you did your homework.
I broke it down.
Sacramento
Bee. I got it down.
He paid for the subscription, too, this guy.
Yeah.
You never know you're going to unearth
it. Is there a paywall?
Yeah, a paywall.
You get five articles
for every city. Every city's done it.
Do you still read the Globe? Because you can't. You won't pay for it.
I do not. I mean, I would never pay for it.
I don't know if it's principal.
It's 75 cents an article. I like to read Chauncey, and they'll print them out for me. But other than that, it's worthless.
They print it out to you?
Yeah, when I go to work. At home, I don't read it.
I read it.
Why do you?
How about The Athletic? Do you subscribe to The Athletic?
Not yet, but now that they hired Buck, you know.
Yeah, we're all in Buck. We got it now.
You gotta keep working.
I feel like I read all day, all night. I can't handle any more. I got enough. You know? I don't know how The Athletic's going to make it.
They keep hiring guys, though, so they must be doing something all right.
I'm confused. Yeah. The whole Athletic thing confuses me.
I'm with you. Every single city's got, like, what, one or two beat writers for every single sport.
And they're
hiring everybody.
And they're getting paid real money. And they're traveling. I don't know who's paying. I asked Buck that today. He
they
was
just
in
write
the station. I said,
And they're doing video as well. See, I think it really makes it difficult for Greg Bedard's local project here. Because he's got like 9,000 subscribers, and they're paying like $35
a piece. I saw that the other day. Thank everybody who had 9,000 subscribers. I'm like, is that enough?
No.
I don't think so.
That's not a lot of money. He's traveling everybody. He's paying
these guys. Four or five
guys,
right? Yeah. They got a guy for each team.
And they're all traveling.
Yeah, right.
The traveling expenses alone.
You know, Keith probably likes the formula. I don't. Straight news, wonky X's and O's. They should have someone tossing bombs every
day. Yeah, they need that. Yeah.
Saying, fire the manager.
Right. That's what Buck's doing right now. The Athletic doesn't have beat writers. He's a columnist.
Yeah.
So he can go a little bit off the, game story.
They should hire Alex Reamer. That's who they should hire. Have him say, write the craziest thing you could think of.
He's the next media guy in town. We don't need him. Yeah. We need a new media guy. He's going to be the guy.
Harold
has no columnist. Yeah, Harold has nothing.
We loved his take on the Whipple issue at UMass.
I heard you.
That made an awful lot of sense. For that guy, of all people.
A necessary overreaction is his term.
Yeah.
And what happened to him? It was a necessary overreaction.
That's what I said.
Six months wasn't enough. Are you kidding me? So, Alex, should we put you back in hiding again for another 6 months?
I heard his take.
I didn't hear Dale's, but I heard your take.
Yeah.
And I don't know how someone who talks into a microphone 4 hours a day can say, "Whoop! Oh, stop him. He said the wrong word.
Yeah.
One word, not like an F word, not... one of the seven dirty
words. I think he did say the wrong thing, but I don't think he should have lost the game.
Just said,
you apologize.
I don't think he should have lost the game.
He just says, you know what?
Again, I didn't mean it that way.
I'm fine with that.
What happened to those kind of situations where you say, I probably could have picked a better word. Sorry.
Hey, next
question.
Jerry, did you hear that story we were talking about afterwards about the University of Manchester?
Yes, we did that today.
No more clapping. Causes anxiety with their students. It is disrespectful to the deaf.
Yes.
Well.
Because it causes anxiety. They don't care about the blind because the blind, they can't see the jazz hands, apparently, right? So they don't care about them.
Clapping is disrespectful to the deaf. Can't they see you do it?
Jerry, how do I turn my lights on and off anymore?
I don't get it. No more clapping. No more laughing. No more clapping. No more nothing. Sucks.
What a world. What a world.
What else you got, Big O?
What a world. You want to go to the topic list? Let's go to the topic list.
I didn't get that email.
Joey's got a topic list for him. Dave Dombrowski, survive or should they fire him?
Did you really?
We'll start with you.
Did you really get an email? I didn't get one. He didn't get one.
I did not get an email.
Just to the hosts.
Yeah. I
love Lou, though. Lou's great. So he gets the memo. He gets the topics. Lou sends a memo back. Nah, these should be the topics.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He changed.
Well, they had...
He changes
I focused on Drellick because I think the article is ridiculous. The guy's so out of touch and doesn't know the difference between pressure in a playoff game and regular season because he's never played Little League in any kind of sport since the age of 12.
It was stupid.
And by the way, he's getting fat, too. Have you seen him lately?
He's getting a little bigger.
Yeah, he's got the Michelob bottle going now.
Yep.
Drellick is one of those baseball guys who thinks, that Bill James worships Bill James, I assume, and Bill James doesn't think you can quantify pressure, so they dismiss it.
They don't have a pulse.
But you can see it with your eyes. You don't have to quantify it.
I was telling a story about, when I said
Did you feel like you were good under pressure? You must have been at one point.
Well, yeah, at one point you are, right? And right. To me, every game for me was pressure because if I didn't play well, I got my ass set down to freaking Pawtucket.
Yeah,
right? But I'm like, you can't tell me who the only game I'd started in the playoffs was game three in the ALDS against Cleveland. When Nomar went down, we're down 0-2.
Was that 99?
99. Like the
and
night,
you went short?
Yeah, when Nomar had to miss one game, he got a shot in his wrist. When Jimmy Williams told me I was at short, you know, after having a nice conversation about why he doesn't want to put Donnie freaking Sadler in there because he was up all year long instead of me, and they kept sending my ass down because this kid couldn't hit. He couldn't do a damn thing.
He's so fast,
but yet when the playoffs came, he started me.
Get him going. He was
really get him going.
I went home at night, and I just sat there and stared at the wall. I woke up the next morning and sat there and stared at the wall like I was talking myself into everything was going to be okay. I was singing during the game because I needed to keep my mind off the pressure of the situation. I got this guy telling me there's no difference between a playoff game and a big game in September. Yeah, September's bigger than April, but October's in a different league.
What song were you singing? You remember?
It was probably Eminem.
It wasn't Everything Gonna Be All Right.
No, sure as hell. And it wasn't Sweet Freaking Caroline either, because I didn't feel too good.
I don't understand. If you look at the history of David Price, this guy has been as good a pitcher as we've had in the last decade, and we've seen how he craps his pants when you get into the postseason. How could that not be?
But you know what he's smart.
How can we? How can we avoid that?
He's smart. Yeah. You know, he went to Vanderbilt. He sounds smart.
Smart guys get the
pressure. And he thinks too much. Simple. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
That article sounded to me like two guys that still don't know how to win in the postseason.
Oh, they are freaking out.
Like making it sound like it's all random. And hey, I had a great year. And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I go out and do it next year and try to. You know. Meanwhile, if you ask Curt Schilling, I guarantee you he could tell you what the difference is and what it takes to win in the postseason as opposed to the regular season because he's had success.
Most great players, you guys talked about this, who are having trouble under pressure, get over it. You know, like, again, with golf, Phil Mickelson couldn't win a major. Eventually, got
but
over
then he did.
It.
Yes. Right,
always goes back to golf.
It was Clemens was that way.
Even A-Rod was terrible for a while.
A-Rod is the best example. Yeah. You were wonder, is he a choker eventually?
He wasn't.
Yeah. Usually and that's like his numbers are still not great, but he is
overall.
But you know what?
Great player.
But you know, Jerry, I looked at it like guys like Randy and Roger. I agree. That's what we say about him. You know, Randy in his first eight starts, who couldn't get over the hump, who couldn't get a win, had a 3.18 ERA.
Yeah, you'd take the 3.18.
You know, Clemens had a 3.17 when he couldn't get over the hump. This guy's got a 5.8. He ain't giving his team a chance to win.
And usually the ones who get over it are great. You know, Clemens, A-Rod, Mickelson, the great ones get over it.
Do you think
is
Price
he good
is great?
Enough?
Yeah, okay, that's the question,
is
right?
He great?
I think he was.
I think he goes out there. He has a little bit of problem, and by the third inning, he opts out of his contract.
I hope so. I really hope that.
I'm out of here.
He will never ever.
He's not going to.
There's no way.
It's such
money.
A dumb topic. Yeah. Why is he ever going to opt out?
Unless he hates it that much, but I mean, he can
so
look at the paychecks, right?
You know what he can do, Rich? He can kick and scream and get traded. If he hates it that much.
Yeah.
That guys do it all the time.
Yeah,
true.
Trade me, but make sure that contract comes with
me. Locked in and then go.
He'll force it. But I will say this. Has there ever been more uncertainty? Have you ever seen more uncertainty with game one and game two, especially when we're talking about a team that won 108 games?
Yeah, best team in baseball. Right? And you're like,
We're sitting here and have no idea what's going to happen in game one or game two because your two starters right now have a big question.
That's right. Your bullpen's locked
in. No, the bullpen's all right. I saw a recent poll that said out of Red Sox fans, 59% think they're porked. There's a recent poll, and so that's not good. You know, you don't know who the opponent is
yet. That poll
already
from
porked.
A bunch of homers, because I thought it would be higher than that.
Well, 41% said goose. So
that Verducci story that we all talked about is the list. Do you see the list
of all the guys?
And the Red Sox as a team.
Yeah, right.
Are
there. Yeah.
And Price as a guy is first in the whole in MLB under.
It was interesting because they put Boone on that list, right?
Yeah.
Boone was on there.
But he didn't put Cora. He just put the Red Sox. Because they failed so bad the last 2 years that if they lose this, I don't know if too many people are going to blame Cora. We got to see how it plays out. They'll blame the roster and they'll blame Dave Dombrowski.
I don't think they will unless he makes a major mistake somewhere in strategy.
Because if the bullpen blows it, it's on Dombrowski. Right. If Price blows it, it's on Price.
The only guy that can blow it where people say, hey, what can you do, is Kimbrel.
Yes.
That's it. What can you do? Kimbrel comes in one game lead, blows it.
He's gone anyway, right?
What if everybody else, you like, told you so.
What if Mookie has a bad series? Probably going to be the MVP, but what if he goes, you know, 1-for-20?
I mean, it's a knock on him, but it's not like guy sucks.
No, definitely not.
He could be the savior, though.
He could.
Of Price on Saturday.
He absolutely could.
Because he
I'm with Jerry. They got off to a hot start. Yeah. They got to score more runs than the other team.
Yes. Fast start, Jerry. I like that.
Yes.
Can I write that down and use that again?
I get that from Rich
Gannon.
I'll
give you a little bit of credit.
Yeah, that's a Rich Gannonism. You want to get off to a fast start, and you want to play all four quarters.
Yeah, yes. I like that one.
Yes, and you got to be good in all three phases. Offense, pitching, defense, you know.
Joe Tessitore is my new hero. I like it. Anytime
they brought Witten in to make Tessitore sound good.
Anytime there's a play.
They bring Booger in for
He gets excited. Anytime there's a play. It doesn't have to be a good play or a bad play.
Loves football.
He's like Jack Edwards.
He shames you in the liking it. Right. What else are you doing? How are you not entertained? I don't know what you're doing if you're not watching this.
I guess I am.
What's he going to say when there's like a guy paralyzed on the field this year? Because Sean McDonough was great at that, saying, you know, what is going on. He's going to ignore it. He did the Ryan Shazier.
Shazier, and
he was saying.
He's going to ignore it.
Who said this yesterday? And he'll say, see you later.
He's the perfect guy for Roger Goodell. Yeah. Lewis
said it doesn't talk about any of the
hits. Question
any.
The perfect guy for Roger Goodell is Rich Eisen. Get it straight. Yeah. You ever get a foot rub from Rich Eisen? Oh, he's soft hands. Oh, it's wonderful. Rich Eisen was hired and paid a fortune to.
He was the first hire by NFL Network.
Right.
He was.
As my friend Kirk would say, to work the.
Why did you say it?
Oh, someone's got his finger on the button.
Huh?
Somewhere.
He's drinking. He doesn't have his finger on the button. He said no.
Yeah, every producer at the station's over here drinking. I think we'll say working the shaft.
Wow. Is Monk working tonight or is he just here for recreation? All right.
He's here to flex. Look at him. He gets the shirt two sizes too small and he literally pushes it like this.
He does look
He's
good.
Looking good. All right, Jerry, we're going to take a break. You'll be happy to know we went well beyond the normal stoppage here with the clock. So you'll be proud of us. Yeah. We'll be back. More. Jake and Joe's, we're out in Waltham, this little roundtable we do every year.
Let's get you back to the WEEI Roundtable, broadcasting from Jake and Joe's in Waltham with Glenn Ordway, Jerry Callahan, Lou Merlone, and Rich Keefe on WEEI.
What have you seen with him that can give him from being a throwaway Pablo Sandoval-esque player to a guy now you're thinking, boy, do they need Encarnacion next year because Hanley might be their first baseman or DH in 2017?
That was fun. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
That was an hour ago.
A couple years ago, I think.
So I just found out the good news for Mott. He's done for the day.
Apparently, two shifts is enough.
To what?
He worked this morning. He worked an hour here. And he's done, so he can do whatever he wants.
Good thing. Good. Good. Beer here is
Are you
awesome.
Driving him home?
Big,
driving
I was
him
taking
home.
An Uber, as
yes.
usual.
Yes.
Right. As like, usual. Just like he did 2 years ago.
Can I ask this question?
Because
it's nice that we're here. Jake and Joe's is a great, great place out here in Waltham. Great sports bar, and it's nice that we could all get together because we don't see each other much, Jerry. Well,
especially you and Jerry, I know.
Right. Exactly.
Christian would be so jealous watching you two.
But why, when I look out on the crowd, I recognize all these people. That's a salesperson. That's a salesperson.
Look at this.
That's
like 20 of them.
We used to call that.
There are a dozen salespeople at one table. How much food do you think is being consumed?
Jake and Joe's is losing.
Then we got management over here. Yeah. Yeah. Then we got Curtis over there. What the hell is Curtis here for? What is he doing here?
My friends and I used to call. When I was younger, the transition, that's when you go from beer to hard stuff.
Yeah.
Let's make the transition. They've already made it.
Oh,
it's 5:36.
Way past.
They got martinis going, shots, tequila.
Why are we doing this?
It looks like Beach Week with Brett Kavanaugh over here.
Keith, did they make your life easier?
What
your
are we
drive
celebrating
home will take,
exactly?
what, 2 hours?
Yes.
Okay.
What are we celebrating exactly?
Look at these,
I have
this,
no idea.
Free drinks and free food.
Well, I mean, that's, I guess, good enough.
One of the top Red Sox pitching prospects.
You can almost hear these guys getting fatter. They got massive piles of food.
Nachos, wings.
And you know the best thing? They're all laughing like they like each other.
Oh, yeah, having a great time.
We like you. We like you.
You know, they're fighting over accounts.
You stole my account.
Yeah, exactly.
Having a good old time.
You know what they call this? They call this Wednesday. This is just another day in the week.
Yeah. There's another event tomorrow night, too.
I saw Backpack is here.
Yeah.
And that's Dickerson, by the way, a half an hour before the shift was supposed to begin.
They probably
that's
lied
an all-time
to
record right, for yeah. Dickerson.
They told him he had to be here for the 5 o'clock hour.
I'm not as confident as you are. They're the best team in the American League. I have a lot of respect for Texas. They don't steal a lot of bases, but they do manufacture runs.
Oh, boy. I guess that was like an empty stomach.
That was
Hey, right? Dickerson just gave me the finger. Stop it. Stop it. Oh, doing your impression of Earl Thomas. That was funny, Dickerson. Yeah. Great.
Should have brought in Steve Lyons from what?
Oh, that's
true. He was there at that time.
So what else do you want to talk about, Jerry? You want to go to the next one on the topic list.
What do you think of
the next topic list?
That bullet point.
Who would you rather play? the Oakland A's or the New York Yankees? Jerry, you're up first. Go ahead.
New York Yankees. I don't know any of the A's. They all look the same. The white guys all look the same.
6'2". White guys. I know. They're all the same.
So that's a lame answer.
I wanted to I was okay if Oakland won because then all the beat guys would have to fly across the country.
Just to piss them off.
That's true. Oh, good. More points. I get points.
No.
Jesus.
Media people, so selfish. All they care about is themselves.
No, the Yankees will be much more.
Yeah. It's for us, it's the Yankees.
For us, it's the Yankees.
Yeah, people care.
And the games.
The A's.
I just have a funny feeling the A's going to win this thing.
Yeah, well, you love this starter by committee thing.
The opener. You like the opener.
The opener. You love it.
Think outside the box.
Nah, not on this one. Not on this one. Start
if you're,
or start.
If you're the A's, which guy are you going to start?
Edwin Jackson.
Good luck.
Looks real good. You're going with Liam Hendricks. Have you seen this guy?
Jackson's not even on the roster tonight.
No, Fires isn't even.
Fires isn't.
Jackson is there in an emergency.
I don't even know.
Jackson, I think he's there in an emergency.
For extra innings, they
extra
said.
Extra innings.
I'm like, oh, that's good. Plan for the 10th. That's a good plan.
Have their starter save them for extra innings.
Good plan by the A's.
You're going to go completely ass backwards.
Yeah, like that.
It's the Yankees.
The Yankees would be
people care more.
What's next on the list?
Because there's more emotion.
If Lou doesn't know the guy, here, I don't
who should the next captain of the Ryder Cup be?
Oh, my problem
is. Good question.
What do you think of Patrick Reed?
Brett Couples.
Not happy with the pairings.
No, but he was apparently. Did you see that? The follow up to the story?
I did not.
We don't have to go down this road, but maybe Jerry will be engaged with this. Patrick Reed threw a fit. It said, "Oh, I couldn't believe I was paired with Tiger." An anonymous Ryder Cup member said that he was begging to play with Tiger Woods.
A what? Ryder Cup member?
An anonymous.
I thought you wanted to play with Spieth.
Anonymous.
I thought you were imitating Trump. Anonymous.
I had a few drinks already. So he said, I guess Patrick Reed was begging to play with
Patrick
Tiger.
Patrick Reed is just a bad guy, which
like
is why he's fun to watch.
Yeah, it's great.
He had his parents kicked off the course.
That's the problem with that whole team. They're all known for being bad dudes or boring.
Who would want to play with him? He's a dink.
Oh, it'd be great, though.
Why? Dinks are good.
Play with
you
dink.
Don't like dinks?
To play with for 5 hours? You're like,
it's a long day.
You want to beat his ass,
best
don't
friends
you?
With Justin Thomas. He said, can I just play with my friend and not with this a-hole?
No, Steve, I'll say this. The worst day would be alternating shots. Because, you know, he's that one team player that, you know, you have a bad shot to the green. He's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Or he's like,
I got to carry you all day long?
Be like, did you see that counted when he played with Tiger? They counted his shots. He would have shot 83 on his own.
He was awful that day.
Yeah.
So
awful.
He, you know, he's just a dink. But he didn't actually fight anybody. I don't think.
No, he did. Not that we know of.
That was Koepka and
DJ.
Nice team.
Nice
team they got there.
Good team.
All right. So the Yankees and the Red Sox.
And we just got the injured list from the Colts, right?
Seven guys.
Everybody's
out.
It's only seven.
And the left tackle still may be out. Okay, there's a possibility he's still going to be out.
Gronk practiced.
Gronk did practice. Limited participation today. But come on.
Are you with Mutt? We all wanted to give Gronk the week off. Said, good, give him the week off.
Yes.
Let him heal up. Mutt thinks Edelman should get the week off, too.
That's stupid.
I think I'd play
Why?
Him. I think I'd let him get him to go.
Why?
You know, he's eligible to come back.
Ask him. I don't know.
Put him on ice.
I want Gronk to play if he can play.
What if he's 50%?
So doesn't it sound like Gronk is going to dress and they'll play him? And then if
not
they,
for very long,
not right.
Oh, that's fine.
They'll put limits.
Well,
on.
I heard Tommy come with you guys. I don't think they're good enough to just be like, yeah, we'll just set them.
I think they are though.
Yes, they are.
I think the Colts are bad enough.
I think they are.
There's nothing. There's no reason to think the Colts are a threat. None. You know, every you know factor variable.
Everything.
They're on the road. They had a terrible loss.
T.Y. Hilton.
They had a bunch
Jack
of injuries.
Doyle are out.
Agreed. The only shot they got is if you just don't play Gronk. And they what? Double team Edelman. Now what? Now we're back
Josh
in the
Gordon.
Same boat.
You got Josh Gordon.
I'm with you with Josh.
Well, wait a minute. Why won't
best case scenario? What's he do?
Why won't all of these scrub
yards.
Players next man up? Why won't they play for Frank Reich? Because last week
he was
out there. He was willing to throw it out
he's
there to
mess.
Win a game.
I love that move.
That's
he's
not going to carry on for the entire locker.
I do.
I thought it was stupid.
Terrible.
When you watch it live. Do you think it was a good idea to use the timeout?
No. That's where he screwed up.
Last, yeah, okay.
No, he should have went for it the first time should've because the defense wasn't sure what they were doing. If they, you know, all of a sudden they snap and they go, oh, damn. But when you call a timeout and come back on the field, now
so
they know
the,
you're going
you
for
complete
it.
The pass, you're at, what, the 47?
48, yeah, 47, 48.
You what are the odds of getting in field goal range with no timeout?
You of all people, okay?
It was very entertaining. Have
no problem with punting, knowing you're going to tie. Ties are anti-American. Why would you ever do anything
to
make
the
sure
odds,
you tie
they,
the game?
If they needed one
got
throwing the flag
he's
in his
got,
face now.
There,
if they needed
yeah,
one
yeah.
first down.
Get off my lawn. Thing. You don't do ties.
I was watching it live, and I couldn't believe it. It was a mistake.
It was stupid.
It was
Lou thinks it helps him in the long run, I think, right? The culture of the team. He's a new
– aggressive.
They're not throwing it. He's just
no,
there.
No, but I'm just saying, meanwhile, Mike Vrabel's a genius. Why? Because he went for it, and it worked.
Well, it was three
This
point,
guy's an idiot because it didn't work.
Time, though.
Yeah. Okay, and if he doesn't get it, what happens?
You lose the game.
Okay. Yeah. So this guy, if you don't get it, what happens? Well, I don't know. Stop
well,
two passes.
Explain the timeout.
Defense
explain
the timeout.
Yeah, timeout.
No, the timeout
he didn't know
is
what he was
different.
Doing.
The timeout is different.
It's the same sequence. If you use your timeout, you know you have no timeouts, right?
You know what, Lou?
You have to go 30 yards.
I hope it happens. I hope it happens again. And it's, the reason I hope it happens again,
so he does it again.
Because he won't do it again.
Right.
He said
he will 10
do
out of 10.
Differently.
That's
he's
true.
Lying.
No, I know.
He will not do it.
He could fire it after the third time if he did that.
He will not do it.
But, you know.
No, it's worse. The general manager came out and said he was responsible for it.
The GM was?
Yes.
I didn't hear
he
that.
He did not say that.
He did. He basically
what
said.
What did he do? He texted you.
We got another walkie-talkie situation?
What was
the
that's story illegal. There? That's illegal.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, what he was saying is we talked texted about.
Him? Go for it.
We talked before the season about
be aggressive.
How we're going to act with stuff like this, and we're going to play for wins.
Stuff like that. I've never seen that in my life.
Yeah. They covered it all. They had it all covered.
Absolutely.
You've seen that before?
No, I've never seen that.
So this is a blowout Thursday night, right?
I'd be shocked if they don't win by 27.
I wonder if this is the game Sony Michel will suck and blow again.
He could. Well, he could go happened. Right back. He could go right back to sucking
that. Sony Michel never sucked and blowed.
No,
blowed.
He might have 100.
He blowed.
He blowed. Yeah. No, he never sucked and blowed.
Sucking and blowing is like. Right. I shouldn't say that. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, you're the
probably not.
Safe harbor.
Don't worry.
Probably
don't,
not.
Don't
it's,
worry,
like a,
Jerry.
It's like baseball's unwritten rules. No. Everyone's right, got different opinions.
As you know, by
experience. Does have like a portable button with him, like a dump button?
He breaks it with
his pocket.
How much
he blows. That guy's awful.
You're on for 4 hours. What do you get, 2 hours on the air?
I'm not sure. I don't hear it. You hear it. You tell me.
This guy sucks.
You sound like when I listen, you sound like a liberal Democrat to me. I can't tell.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, but right. did you ever look at Sony Michel and say he sucks?
No,
I said
no.
After the first two games, he didn't pass the eye test.
Yeah, but you
I mean, I'm
really
just saying, the first two games, I didn't think. Obviously, he was struggling catching the football. He couldn't catch the football.
He's not a pass catcher.
He didn't look. He looked great.
He didn't look ready.
He's
going
to have to be
like
a pass catcher. Though,
he couldn't write him off.
He had nine catches last season.
But
for
I also
Georgia.
Don't. I also yeah. don't think that he was outstanding in this game. He got his yards.
Yeah, but you
I think
see
a lot of other
running.
I think Jeremy Hill would have got 100 yards.
You could see his talent, can't you?
Yeah.
You don't see any talent.
No, I see the talent. I see the talent from college. He was pretty good in that game. I think he's going to be good. But he's going to have to catch the ball. That's the game today. You can't ever run.
Some guys don't. Did Corey Dillon catch a lot of balls?
It's a different game.
Well, now you do.
It's a totally different game. The running backs that have great impact in the game are two-way players. They can catch the ball. They can run.
Especially
and defenses have no idea what they're doing, what the purpose is. Where are you lining them up? What they're doing.
I don't know why that's hard anyway. Why is it hard for a running back to catch a ball?
It shouldn't be. And I think they think he can catch the ball. He dropped two in the game before that, if you remember. They did throw him two passes. Mm-hmm. Right now they've got James White to do it. So one guy can catch the ball. The other guy can run. But you're right. He never sucked. He never blowed.
No, that is true. That is definitely true.
This guy sucks.
A little worried about Mutt now.
Why?
He's
settling in now or what?
First of all, this is where Mutt makes a huge mistake because he knows there's a reputation out there.
There is.
So what you want to do is you want to hide in a bar, okay?
It's
you
June. Mike, they're playing. They're like two and a half back.
Right, and he just sticks out like a neon light.
He's not blending in.
Here I am, over here.
He's not blending in.
He's doing a Curtis. It looks like a water, but it's actually vodka, one of those kind of deals.
I like beer.
That's amazing.
I like lemon in my drink, my water.
That's amazing that you and Kurt, two fairly intelligent human beings, I say fairly, could not figure out what Lewis was doing for how many years?
That's amazing. Like
really?
2 years. Says
you had
drunk.
No idea, no?
He was drunk every day. I never even saw him drunk when we were like in Florida out to dinner. He wouldn't drink
Jerry,
in front
Jerry,
of us.
He was drunk nonstop.
I was like Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon would do it.
We never saw
thing.
Him
he was
sober.
Very successful.
That's right.
Josh Gordon looked a little better than Curtis.
He did, for sure.
Was 300 pounds. 300 pounds of chewed bubble gum. And, you know, we just didn't see him sober, you know? So never saw him sober.
Aren't you amazed sometimes when you think about those days and say, because you just thought he was dumb.
I can't imagine.
I mean, that changed.
Right. He is. But now he's like sickly skinny. Now he looks like Michael Stipe. He's like this gaunt, you know, bald.
He showed up today. And he takes out his laptop and he puts it up
what
on the
table. What
is he doing? Is he working?
Okay. And I thought it was like a Brandeis student coming over here and just catching up on some homework.
You know what he's producing this last hour?
What
is he
schedules
doing?
Schedules the weekends. That's his job.
Oh. Doing it all.
So why did he have to come here? Why did he have to come here to actually
because
do it?
Because look at all the guys. Tomasi's here. Dickerson's here. Jim Hackett's here. All the
weekend
stars.
Yeah, but he doesn't drink anymore. And big weekend lineup.
Hey, me and my Fourier are on that.
Keeps
We're
here.
A big part of that weekend programming.
Fourier.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, it's a big Sunday show.
That NFL Sunday show.
And you got
show.
Tomorrow's pregame, too.
Glenn, what are you laughing about? You're on the weekends, too.
Yes, you worked
you
a freaking morning.
Game. What are you
Not this
about?
Weekend, brother.
No? What about tonight? Or tomorrow night?
I'll be on tomorrow night. But
and you, too, tomorrow morning? I mean, tomorrow pregame?
No.
Keith?
No, just the day. I'm just focused on the 4 hours tomorrow.
Okay.
Just focused on that.
Why wow. wouldn't you do two more? What's wrong with you?
There's a little break in between there. Oh, it's a whole geez. Thing, Glenn.
These millennials, you know, they are Jared lazy.
Less is more.
Gordon, I could imagine. I shouldn't say this, but Curtis drank at 5 a.m, like at 4 a.m, getting ready for
how
the show.
How did you?
10:30, driving
out?
Home.
I can't.
Well, how do you know he even went to bed?
I mean,
he might have just been up the whole night.
I don't think he's. Well, you know what? You're right because he slept
then
all afternoon.
Afterwards, yeah.
He said he would pass out
like a vampire
for like 3 hours and get up and. Mix another drink.
No. And you never
noticed.
Well, that's all you knew, though.
Shift, you don't see a lot of drinking. I've worked with some heavy drinkers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, name.
In the past.
But it's hard to drink at 6 a.m, even if you're a hardcore drinker. So I never saw it.
I don't think, well, I think for a hardcore drinker, it would not be hard at
But when you wake up, have you ever drank as soon
as
you wake up?
That's sort of the difference maybe between you and like an alcoholic.
What about Dino?
I think you're sort of describing the difference.
Dino did.
6 a.m., it's
Dino
like get in there.
I don't think. I never saw him like drunk at 6 a.m.
Well, given your track record, not
yeah,
picking
you might
up
not,
Curtis, you never know.
I'm not sure you would have
But
noticed.
I was with Dino for 20 years. But Josh Gordon amazes me because playing football drunk seems really hard. Playing in the NFL.
Shit every game.
Or in the SEC or whatever the
play at Baylor,
big
necessarily drunk, just a shot, you know, take the edge off.
And then what? You puke, don't
but
you?
Like, yeah, how can you be fat? Like, so get drunk. Do yourself a favor. Get drunk and run full speed for just 10 yards.
Did you ever play baseball drunk?
No,
I played pickup basketball in a men's league one time. It was my wife's birthday, so we had to go to dinner. It was like at the game after dinner, so we had a few drinks. I almost fell down.
Mess, yeah.
You know, opening tap, I ran after the ball. I fell down. I said, I can't do this. I don't know how you play a physical game drunk.
No, it's like when you know you go out in a little golf.
That's different.
And then all of a sudden you stumble over the putt. You're like, I'm done.
That's,
you know when you sit over the putt and all of a sudden for some reason your right leg moves forward like an inch. Yeah. You're going, whoa, whoa.
All right, that'll
okay,
do it.
That'll do it for the day.
That's a day.
Golf Digest did a study and they said playing drunk, it doesn't affect you until you get on the green. Like driving the ball, people were fine.
My point.
Hitting them. They get in the green and they like see two balls.
Yeah, exactly.
But football, running downfield in the NFL, buzzed or stoned, if he does stay sober, which is a long shot.
Long shot.
He's going to be amazing.
He will be.
Yeah.
But you're buying it?
No. Are you?
Okay, no.
What's the over-under?
Lou's got it.
90% is going to work
weeks,
out.
10 weeks.
Lou, 90% is going to work out.
Oh, over. Over 10.
Lou's become a dreamer now. Lou used to be like a realist.
I just see the good in people.
That's
you
all
don't.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Don't you think, like I said, you don't believe in seven chances, okay? I do.
You're cynical as hell.
I do.
Don't you think 10 weeks in or whatever, 12 November, December, one day we're going to
wait. Holidays. All the holidays.
Jerry, I'm worried about Thursday night getting 6 catches, 80 yards, and a touchdown, and being like, I got a party somewhere.
Right.
I got 10 days off.
So one day we're going to wake up and say he flunked the test.
We got to take a break because we got to get to Bradfo, because the one thing the station doesn't have enough of is Bradfo.
Yeah.
We got to get to it. All right, we'll take this break. We'll be right back.
Let's get you back to the WEEI Roundtable, broadcasting from Jake and Joe's in Waltham with Glenn Ordway, Jerry Callahan, Lou Merlone, and Rich Keefe. On WEEI.
I'm not as confident as you are. They're the best team in the American League. I have a lot of respect for Texas. They don't steal a lot of bases, but they do manufacture runs.
Well, no Gronk, right?
Yes.
No.
But here's what. Here's
With
why.
No Gronk. Now, a little asterisk. Okay.
But, Mike, they're playing. They're 2.5 back or whatever. One of the top Red Sox pitching prospects, he said. They're off to, I believe, their third best start, easy for me to say.
For your edification, hold on. My phone is pulling up. It's postseason. Click on regular season instead of postseason.
Woo!
This makes this whole idea of doing this roundtable even dumber.
Yikes.
So that happened in the past, and who was the executive who said, hey, it went so well.
Let's do it again.
Let's do it all over again. Well, we'll switch these guys around. Yeah,
I think we all know why we're here. Yeah. We just see this table with like 20 salespeople having a feast.
I'll tell you what, they're going to go through the floor here in about a half an hour.
The beers, the drinks, martinis.
God, this is embarrassing.
Party time.
So this is nice. So they draw us all out here. Keep good education for you, son. On how it works
Thank
in the business right now, so that all of the sales accounts executives, we call them weasels,
sure,
can eat and drink
just a
you
great
have
job.
To yeah. come out here,
right.
all the way out of here, drive all the way down here, just... hour and a half home.
Jerry saving us.
Do another hour. Yeah, sure.
When are you going to thank me and Mutt for the lead-in, for the ratings?
Don't say save us.
What?
Christian's a little sensitive. You know that.
He Christian? May be,
yeah, he's not listening, so we don't
do he was so pissed when he stormed out of here at 5. See ya. Gone.
No, he
didn't say bye.
Good mood today. Yeah,
he said bye. Dale just, he was like Sonny Michel. Like through
hockey
the
night. Hockey night.
Open it night.
Bruins game. Before we go, Third line, what do you think?
Bruins. I don't know. I don't, I'd say Liam Neeson or whatever.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Hendricks.
Liam Hendricks. There you go.
Do you guys agree that when we get our Marconi Award that Mutt should receive it? He should be the one on stage?
Yes.
He's most responsible.
Yes.
Christian was a little confused. He thought that each one of us would get it for a day, like the Stanley.
No, it's like the cup. Stanley cup. Get it for a week.
And then he saw what it looked like. It looks like the Bunker Hill Monument in glass.
Was it?
And yeah. And then he tried to figure out what you could actually do with it.
And then it got weird.
And then it got very weird.
Yeah, it took a turn.
But I think Mutt should get it.
I do. Sure. I agree with you. Sure. You should represent.
Hey, he's carried your ass for the last month.
Yes.
When's Kirky coming back?
We only missed that other guy, that crazy guy.
It's all the question I get everywhere I go. When's Kirk coming back?
You do. What about me?
Yeah, when's Kirk coming
I said
back?
To him, you've got to tell people. He tweeted out something. Or no, he did a little video audio thing, which Joey chopped up in pieces and flipped out. But I said, people want to know how you're doing.
I heard that thing.
He sounds great. I talk to him all the time. He sounds like tip-top.
I was funny because I was listening.
But
and
last
was like,
time he sounded tip-top.
It was like 5 seconds.
He walked
seconds.
On the railroad tracks that night.
Well, but I was listening to when, that whole segment you're talking about, and it was like 5 or 10 seconds of air. I was wondering why you even bothered calling in. How long did you really talk?
Hour.
He did. 20 minutes. He recorded it, and he sent it in.
Yeah.
And he took a shot at Keith. It was just a fun-loving shot.
Oh, I'm sure
that
it was.
Cut out.
Just
shot at everybody knows he's back.
Did that air?
I'm sure it was.
No, he took that out. He sent something about Fourier. He sent something about Zarbano. They cut it all out.
So he's really changed.
Castiglione took a shot at him. I mean, it was fun-loving. It was
it's fun-loving.
All right, who's up next? Do we know Ryan?
I see Backpack.
Bradfo. I saw Bradfo. Oh, by the way, Bradfo bringing us all shirts.
Nice shirts.
See the T-shirts.
Boom sauce.
He's got his own shirts.
Dickerson, Bradfo, and Tomasi.
Dickerson,
there it is.
Backpack
Greg
and Bradfo.
Dickerson in
that
the house and Backpack
dreadful.
Is here.
It says Drellick, too, but I don't know about Drellick.
Sounds like a band.
Oh, yeah, no Drellick? So what's
Dickerson, Boom Sauce,
show?
And Backpack.
Boom Sauce and Backpack.
I don't see Drellick.
That's a good show. I don't think he's there.
Hi, right, Jerry. Here. It was great seeing
you,
too, bud.
Big O.
Good. We'll catch up. We'll go
on. Of course.
We'll catch up, all right?
You guys have a great afternoon. Next time you get things going, build a little momentum, we'll do this again and ruin it.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
I don't know about you, Lou, but I'm not looking forward to looking at the ratings for this day.
These last 2 hours?
We've been doing so well for the last week, too.
I know. Last time we did this, it was the Holly and Kirky show.
It sure was.
That was.
Both guys
it was great.
Gone, never to be seen again. It's kind of sad.
Things have changed.
Never to be seen again, huh? All right, we're out of here.
All right,
we'll
boys.
See you guys all tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.